we're about to hear is Bob's Flat Time Funhouse. It's parodying satire and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
How's Susie?
Madame has moments of melancholy. We have to be very careful. No sleeping pills, no razor blades. We shut off the gas in Madame's bedroom.
Whoo! Nice one!
God, my nerves are cracking. I'm too old, I'm sick. I'm tired of this show.
Don't you think, Doctor?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Why must I stay in this lonely room, watching the gong show and thinking of you? Loneliest chair, loneliest bed, loneliest deja vu, in the loneliest, 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 loneliest room in the world. I tried marijuana, cocaine, and heroin, but they just can't seem to get the thought of you out from under my skin. I'm lonelier now, lonelier than I've ever been. In the loneliest, 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 loneliest room in the world. Phone never rings. Postman never brings the thing. Even the singles clubs won't give me a whirl. Plants all dead, even my cactus. Beer cans round my bed. In the loneliest room in the world. I tried marijuana, cocaine, and heroin. Can't seem to get the thought of you out from under my skin. I'm the loneliest man, lonelier than I've ever been. Loneliest, loneliest, loneliest room in the world. I'm not sorry for myself. I'm sorry for that Miss Wright who can't find me. Miss Wright, I'm thinking of you tonight in your lonely room. The singing clubs won't even answer your phone. You got the blues, the low-down singles club blues, and the loneliest room in the world. Your room might even be lonelier than my room, my darling baby. It's lonely, lonely.
You are entering Bummerland. Be sure to see our musical attraction, the Ecology Bandwagon, featuring Brown Rice and his band of renown.
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week, 'cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. Don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go usually see until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night in a week.
So, hey, Flues, what you doing sitting here alone in the dark?
Abel, Susie, I'm just...
Yeah, you're crying. You've been crying ever since the X-Day afterglow wore off.
I'm so depressed. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to do. You're going to sit here in the dark and cry. What the hell, Flues? I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to do anymore. Because I'm here to make your life a living hell, but you're doing my job for me.
Oh, please don't say job. You know I've been out of work for going on a year and a half.
Yeah. Work? And you call yourself a subgenius.
I'm not so sure I am a subgenius anymore.
Flues, what the hell?
I want to quit my job for Bob, but I can't find
you. Jesus, H. Christ,
look.
Who cares? As long as you have those fat $167 unemployment checks rolling in, we're in the pink first.
No, we're not. Not since April.
What do you mean, not since April?
They cut our benefits after a year. We're cruising on fumes for over 4 months. We're back on the bottom again.
No. You are lying. You are lying. Let me see your face. What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, sacred crap.
See?
Oh, now I'm depressed.
I've got something in my eye.
Alas, the charm is lifted from our lives. Our star has fallen today. Gloom is descending as our power's ending. All the good we planned has gone astray.
You are entering Bummerland. May we direct your attention to your own inadequacies. Be sure to visit your own mother in genuine styrofoam,
no
80
smoking,
feet high.
Eating or snorting.
Okay, is anyone here a downer?
If you're sad and like beer, I'm your lady.
La la la, nice lady.
Abandon all hope, you who enter here.
Listen to the sounds of Winnipeg, the wide breathing of a nocturnal city in this sad, sad world. We are proud that Winnipeg has been chosen 4 years in a row by the London Times as the world capital of sorrow in the Great Depression. In recognition of this honor, we will be hosting a worldwide contest to determine which nation's music truly deserves to be called the saddest in the world. Aspiring virtuosos of tearful melody are welcome to travel here and lay claim to the jewel-studded crown of frozen tears and $25,000 in prize money. That's right. $25,000 Depression era dollars.
Come on, let's drink fast. I got business to attend to.
The saddest music in the world contest. And they're off.
And now the Mexicans take their first turn.
are giving us a sad peek into child burial customs down Mexico way.
The Mexican mama is being very firm with her dead infant. Now go away, she will.
You are dead. Don't sneak in at night to nurse from my breast. That milk is only for the living.
To Canadian ears, that may sound harsh.
Well, I guess dead children, like any other kind, have got to learn.
Hey, Marvin.
I think you ought to know I'm feeling very depressed.
Here's something to occupy you and keep your mind off things.
It won't work. I have an exceptionally large mind.
Marvin.
All right, what do you want me to do?
Go down to number 2 entry bay and bring the 2 aliens up here under surveillance.
Just that?
Yes.
I won't enjoy it.
She's not asking you to enjoy it. Just do it, will you?
All right, I'll do it.
Good. Great. Thank you.
I'm not getting you down at all, am I?
No, no, Marvin, that's just fine, really.
I wouldn't like to think I was getting you down.
No, don't you worry about that. You just act as comes naturally and everything will be fine.
You're sure you don't mind?
No, it's all just part of life.
Life. Don't talk to me about life.
I don't think I can stand that robot much longer, Zaphod.
Well, that's life in the 21st century for you. You just have to learn to accept it.
Pushed a wrong button and suddenly he heard,
Marvin, I love you. Marvin, I love you.
Well, he was sure he hadn't heard that ever before. He wasn't even sure he'd heard it that time, because being a bored and gloomy robot, he hadn't really been listening. What was worse, he couldn't remember what button he'd accidentally pressed. Anyway, he tried a few switches at random and suddenly,
Marvin,
about it. Who was singing these strange words? Was it another robot or some strange life form from the distant past when he was a young robot and people still made the occasional attempt to like him? He couldn't make it out at all, so he pushed a few buttons again. He could play it whenever he wanted, think about what he'd miss, and live miserably ever after.
Look!
Look at that!
Okay, he has a downer.
All right, step right up. Step right up and ride the downer. The most exciting.
I'll buy a ticket.
A bright young man. Yes, the most used. One more. Step right through the gate here. Okay, all aboard. Can't ride without a ticket. Ride the downer. The most. Step right in, sir. Okay, close it up.
Hi there, I'd like to sell you some insurance.
No, the Rolling Stones were last night.
Yes, and he'll be president again.
Okay, honey, it takes time to cook, you know. We cook everything to order, honey.
Empty your suitcase on the counter.
Okay, honey, it's cooking.
Greetings from the president.
That number is listed in your directory.
I just asked for a trim.
I'm afraid you got the big C.
You gotta get that waterbed out of here.
We've been going over your tax return and,
this is what you ordered, honey.
The doctor said all you have to do is come in for a shot.
All right, step right up and ride the downer. The most exciting...
Looking for some happiness, but there's only emptiness to find. Living in your life. Living in your life. I've been turning wrong or right, been staying up all day and night. It's true.
Nothing gets me down, sugar.
Oh, that is an enchanting nothingness. With this type of beat, you see, you can write practically any of the basic rock and roll type songs like the, I'm so miserable I may cut my throat or any second type thing. Goes like this here. I'm so lonely, I'm so blue, since my baby said we're through. I'm so lonely, I'm so gosh darn blue. Bop, bop, bop. Oh, you gotta put that in there, you know. like that, rock and roll without that.
And I say, Bill, you know that my life's gone to pieces and it isn't worth very much anyway. And my wife has left me and shoot, I don't really want to live. And I got a gun here and I'm just calling to tell you goodbye because you've been good to me and I love you. And I don't really have anybody else that loves me, so I'm calling to say goodbye. And in a few minutes, I'm going to kill myself. What do you do? You're not trained. You're not a PhD. You're just a friend. What do you do? What do you say to me?
So do it.
Nice lady.
What do you say to me?
Either or get off the pond.
I'm just going to shoot you.
Whenever I get feeling down, like most people do get every once in a while, I always have my kids gather around and sing a song to me, and it kind of brings me up. Listen to it and you'll see what I mean.
Now, my tribute to all gothic rock stars out there.
Hey, just alternative, okay? Just alternative.
I love you all. Robert Smith, this is for you.
I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed. British rock star, and nobody knows who I are. I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed. I wear black.
But somebody calling himself the American Ambassador of Sadness says that you wish to see him immediately.
He can take a seat in the waiting room like everybody else.
The door of the office was suddenly flung open.
Had a few hours between trains, thought I'd drop in.
What is it that you want from me today?
I want a crack at that prize money.
Oh! Ha! Ha! And how do you intend to do that?
By serving up the saddest number you ever heard. I've got schmaltz routines that could wring sobs from a moose.
Chester, I doubt there is anyone on Earth who knows less about grief than you do.
Sadness is just happiness turned on its ass. It's all showbiz. You got an orchestra handy? I'll prove it to you.
One, two, three, four.
She gave herself to Jesus. Life is too damn grim. She tore it all to pieces, swept it in a pile, lit it with a kitchen match, praying all the while, praying all the while, praying all the while. We couldn't get up early, get into my all that far. You jump from the left side, I'll jump from the right. The last one to the bottom has to buy the beer tonight. Buy the beer tonight. Buy the beer tonight. She was my sunshine.
It's grim, it's so grim. She was my
Dad's gonna kill me.
Everything was going wrong.
Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes I'm almost to the ground. Glory, hallelujah. Is bad, you might think life is a curse. Well, hang on to your hat, cause it might get worse. Hell, you could lose your job, you could be out on the street, you could have no clothes and no food to eat, or you could have a disease they can't cure. Life could get worse, man, that's for sure. ABC.
Adventures of Ultra Goth and his faithful sidekick, Industro Boy. Episode 17, Escape from Suburbia. Brought to you by those lovely folks at Babylon Enterprise. In case you missed our last riveting episode, we last left our hero Ultra Goth mixing an iced cappuccino at his place of work, Café La Morte. During the day, he is disguised as the mild-mannered, pale as a ghost waiter, Chris Montgomery. On his clothes break, the only outward clue which could reveal his true identity, other than the black hair tied back in a ponytail and the talon ring, Chris read over the email he printed out earlier that day.
What the hell is this?
Ooh, you know, there are times in our lives when we have to face a mistake we've made. But if we never make that mistake, we never have to face those times in our lives. And we're grooving almost all the time.
What did he mean by that?
I don't know.
Suddenly,
black light filled the room. The carpet changed from a thin gray to a lush black. he headed over to the plastic facsimile of the Iron Maiden in the darkest corner of the room. Bauhaus and Sisters posters automatically rolled away to reveal secret television screens automatically playing alien sex fiend videos with various statistics scrolling over them. He stepped inside the Maiden and shut the door. He dropped down two stories into the dressing room, where there were arrays of black leather shirts and pants, fishnet stockings, shining rows of combat boots, and a panel with a mirror containing vampire teeth, white face, a selection of leather chokers, and various shades of black lipstick and eyeshadow. Within minutes, Christopher Montgomery had transformed himself into Ultra Goth, Dark Wave Avenger Extraordinaire!
And suddenly things turned ugly.
Just look at my jacket.
We call it the Denver Jockstrap.
What kind of drug and how much?
Burford's been over at Crystal City in the hospital. We don't exactly know what was wrong with him.
Depression, insomnia, motor mouth, darting eyes, indecisiveness, decisiveness, bossiness, uncontrollable falling down, chronic mad, and geriatric profanity disorder, or GPD.
Dirty bastard.
Fucking bastard!
Son of a bitch.
Damn
bastard.
The therapy had not worked. The urge to shout filthy words at the top of his voice was as strong as ever.
Here, you don't say that on the radio, these boys.
His opinion, for what it's worth, is that I'm lucky to be alive.
Happier thoughts, please. Have you heard nothing from your wife?
Not a sign, not a word. She just disappeared when your son died?
Here. I wish I hadn't said that.
It was gradual. A ship going down with all her lights and barely a sound. She forgot about loving me. She even forgot about our son.
What's that hissing? Somebody turned it off.
So you manage to keep yourself sad at all times, do you?
In my pocket is a jar. In the jar, preserved in my own tears, is my son's heart.
This is making me so depressed.
Depressing.
Okay.
It's in Revelations, people!
This is the piece that would win the contest. We played it for Mother. I played it for my son at his funeral. That's my sadness. One death. Or two. I play it every day. First on the cylinder, then on my cello. There is nothing sadder. I need this song.
Let's not dwell on the past, so.
As for me, I will draw on the sadness of Serbia, the little country that started the Great War. Gavrilo the Great will atone for those 9 million dead by shoving them down
Chester's throat
and pulling out $25,000.
Going through, I'm tired of knowing you. The more time.
around the city, and the suburbia better fill the tune. Let's see, speed limit 55 miles per hour. I'm doing 80. Oh, hell. Alright, play it cool, Industro Boy.
Well, well, well. What have we here? It's a little bit early for Halloween. I reckon it's only July. Do you know how fast you were going, son?
Daughter? Whatever.
Sorry, officer. I didn't notice the posted speed limit until it was too late.
I should say so. Where you, boys, off to in that get-up?
We're off having a joke party for a friend of mine down south. It's a horror movie.
You two ain't Satan as queers, are you? I hate queers.
No, officer. Like we said, it's a joke thing. You don't think that we dress like this all the time, do you?
Well, you never know with city folk. They're a strange bunch up there. Tell you what, since I'm in a good mood, I'm going to let you two off the hook. But for safety's sake, obey the speed limit. I'm more open-minded than a few of my co-workers, and I would hate to see something bad happen.
Thank you, officer.
Gee, that was close, Ultra Goth.
Goes to show there still may be hope for this world. But hark, we're late. Quick, consult the map and find a better way to get there. We must hurry.
The continuing adventures of Ultra Goth will be back right after these messages. So don't go out in the sun.
You know the music. You're dressed fine and you look dead as hell. Why is it that you still go home alone?
Necrophilia.
Introducing the new scent from Goreal Cosmetics, a new fragrance.
Necrophilia.
Blending finest cloves, dead roses, and everything autumn.
Necrophilia.
Only $49.95 from Fredco.
I'll tell him what that screwball might do. Take my advice and get him out of town before this thing explodes in our face.
If you do, you're just as much of a dumb cluck as he is.
The sadness of Serbia. There is nothing sadder.
Roderick.
I have a jar in my pocket.
You're Canadian, born and raised.
Until I walked down the streets of Belgrade for the first time, I never felt at home anywhere. I finally knew who I was and where my heart dwelt.
Come. Let me show you where I hide my heart.
I was thinking about my wife.
So you,
I have a photograph of my wife in the gutter, her legs in midair.
They can stretch out a fair way. Did I see the picture?
No.
Miss Susie!
She's not at all as I pictured her.
That's what I call cheap.
Well, here's some negative vibes for you.
What's that hissing?
Shut up, you freak!
Somebody turn it off.
I say shut up! It's a man out! A man out!
It's hard to describe the emotions of something like this, but it's hurt, hurt, hurt. And I guess it's the pride, too.
Pain is the cleanser! Pain is the cleanser!
Don't know if he's in a coma or just very, very sad. We'll try to find out as soon as we can.
Now it's time for a commercial!
Hey, man, you coming out to the party tonight?
No, I don't think so.
What's the matter? And why are you always so damn down, man? Stay loose, get happy.
Nah, I think I'll just wander around the graveyard by myself.
Jimmy is depressed. He is sad and lonely, looking for something to do.
And the voice on the machine for the telephone is bad.
No. Sunday's gloomy, my hours are slumberless. Dearest, the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers will never awaken you. Not where the black horse of sorrow has taken you. angels have no thought of ever returning to you, would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Blue
bitch.
So just sing me a song of sadness.
Because I'm so depressed all the time, and I really have where to take my second chance. Okay, all right,
please, all right. Just shut it off.
All right, Bob. Oh, shoot me. Oh, I feel like slitting my wrist. Oh, I'm so depressed.
The night is mighty chilly, and conversation seems pretty silly. I feel so mean and rot, I'd rather have the blues than what I've got.
Tell me, do you get on well with other robots?
Hate them. Where are you going?
I think I'll just take a short walk.
Don't blame you.
Good evening. Do you choose a cold night to visit our dead planet?
And what brings you here?
The last time we came, Chester, there was a blizzard, remember?
What good is memory? Why make yourself sad?
I'm not. That was a happy day.
I'll say. I made a snow angel on top of you.
Then the blizzard struck. Just 11 miles from camp in safety, they were hit by blinding snow and wind. All they could do now was sit huddled in their tent and wait for the storm to end.
Captain Scott, you were so bold. Now you're looking rather cold. Out there in the snow, what did you find there? Did you stand a while and stare? Did you meet anyone? I've seen polar bears and seals. I've seen giant Antarctic eels.
I've seen it. It's rubbish.
We only ever had the one sun at home. I came from a planet called Earth, you know.
I know. You keep going on about it. It sounds awful.
Oh, no. It was a beautiful place.
Shut the hell up!
Week passed, and still the blizzard held them prisoners.
Great.
Their faces were grim as the never-ending Antarctic wind howled around them.
Just great.
They didn't say it, but they feared the end was near.
Ha! Oh! Shut up!
For every glad song that's sung, there's a sad song that's sung. To think that I'm the one who is destined to be lonesome and cold.
Captain Scott looked at the weary men. Cheer up, he said. A good rest is what we all wanted, eh? We'll make it, you'll see. One by one, the men drifted off to sleep. But they were never to awaken again.
Oh, how awful.
Depressing.
Is anyone here not a downer? Anyone?
Why do you frown?
I was thinking about my wife.
Happier thoughts.
Please. I'll let you in on a little secret. I don't believe that all this sadness really exists.
What a delightful notion.
Well, bad things happen. I'm not denying that. Plenty of them. Somehow, when people start trying to show how they've been affected by these bad things, they start faking it.
He's faking it.
They know that deep down, no one really cares. But they want people to know they're suffering from it. And others will go along with it, making faces, hoping someone will notice, so that when something awful happens to them, they can get some of this fake pity for themselves.
I've been had, I've been had, I've been had, 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 had.
Oh, rats, our golden gooses cook the jig is up. Them ladies ain't got the girls. Dames are all deceiving, my lady luck is leaving. So what the hell we gonna tell our brotherhood? Oh, rats, we're gonna have to shut the racket down. It seems like we have been told. If someone don't deliver, we'll all be up the river. We gotta frame another game by hook or crook.
So it will be the saddest music in the world finale.
Whoa!
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
It's more like scaryogi.
Who hears the fishes when they cry? Who cares about the reason why? Surely it isn't you and me. Cause look what we're doing to the sea. Dumping waste and killing whales. Chemicals flowing and oil wells blowing. How sour will we make the must be done. Who will try?
Son of a bitch!
This next song was sung by Billie Holiday called Gloomy Sunday. When she first recorded it on the radio, there was a protest from the record company because it was too pessimistic and depressing. Therefore, they had her change the ending to make it more optimistic and hopeful. And at that moment was born the first pop music. I don't do it that way, of course.
Thank you.
the grief that I knew was beyond all consoling. The beat of my heart was a bell that was turning. Saddest of the Sunday. There came a Sunday when you came to find me. They brought me to church and I left you behind me. My eyes could not see what I wanted to love me. There and the flowers were forever above me. The bell tolled for me and the wind whispered never. But you I have loved and I love you last of all the
Seekers, let's see if I can get it up to do the credits. Oh, in no particular order, we heard Dave Cloud, Root Boys Slim and the Sex Change Band with the Rootettes, Edie Gourmet, Ray Charles and Amanda Galaz both doing the suicide song Gloomy Sunday, chunks of the Rolling Stones, the Ass Ponies, the Spears, the Moody Blues, big chunks of the subgenius band Jehovah Hates Fred, Conception Land with the Downer. Oh, and Seekers, we heard major chunks of the saddest music in the world. A DVD that got dumped at Big Lots, and oh man, it's as if Charlie Chaplin made her raise her head, but that's as close as I can describe it. And we heard bits of Marvin the Paranoid Android from the original BBC radio version of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That novelty record, Marvin, I Love You, the female vocal on that was done by the Transylvanian with the long hair and Rocky Horror, but don't hold me to it. Oh, and that Who Hears the Fishes When They Cry thing? Oh, the thing that's really great about that is the guy who was singing it owned his own seafood restaurant where he was the live entertainment. That's right, while diners were tucking into heaps of fried fish, he was laying that musical guilt trip on them. Gotta love it. Oh, I wish I could love something. Oh, and Seekers, please forgive my downer mood. I mean, I try to hide it, but right now I'm struggling. For a year and a half now, I've really been scraping bottom and trying not to show it. I've got nothing coming in right now and haven't been for months, and the waters are starting to close over my head and I'm feeling desperate, despairing, and very, very depressed. But at times like these, Seekers, When I am met at every turn with rejection, when the conspiracy proves so abundantly to me my worthlessness, when my soul is being sucked dry by the gone, I have a purpose. And that purpose is to bring you some slack, to give your brain something to chew on for an hour so it's not chewing on you. And for 20 years, Seekers, I have served in these radio trenches without making a cent off of it, simply because while I am spending all those hours in the studio making this crap up for you, for that time, my brain isn't chewing on me. And even though the conspiracy is showing me so abundantly how worthless I am to them, even though I'm facing rejection at every turn, even though I'm on the edge, Seekers, as Bob is my witness, I will not falter in my step. Good night, Seekers.
Happy strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let you go? Why can't I let you go? Why can't I let you go?
I ask you, is there anybody here as happy as I am?